Hi, I'm Julie Malikadiat, and I head up ASL's Family Wealth Group here at the firm. Today we're going to talk about life insurance policies and how they work with estate taxes for the most part, and we'll touch on income taxes as well. The reason we want to talk about this now is, well, one reason is because we have this new $11.18 million gift and estate exemption that came into effect in 2018 and is scheduled to go through 2025. So we have this window of opportunity if it might make sense for a particular taxpayer, reduce their taxable estate for estate taxes by removing a life insurance policy out of their taxable estate. So how does this work? Let's just kind of back up and do an overview. How do life insurance policies interact with estate and income taxes? So really quickly, income taxes is just not an issue. I don't know, that may be a surprise because it seems like every time you turn around, whatever benefit you get, it seems to be taxable for income taxes. But this is one exception that is pretty straightforward. Life insurance proceeds are not taxable income, either for the estate of a decedent, if they're included in the estate, or for the beneficiary of the life insurance policy. So income taxes are really not a focus at all for life insurance for the most part. However, the proceeds of a life insurance policy is includable in the taxable estate of the owner of the policy. So then you have to look at, well, who is the owner of a policy? We think of a policy, if I buy a policy on my life, I'm the owner. That typically is true, but I could buy a policy on someone else's life, and if I control that policy, then I would be the owner of that policy, and that policy would then be includable in my estate. So how do I know if I'm the owner? Typically, the owner in a broad definition is the person who possesses any incidence of ownership, which is kind of the technical term and a term of art. But it includes the ability to control how the policy is used or who is named as the beneficiary. So if I have the ability to change who the beneficiary of a policy is, then I have an ownership control over it that would cause that policy to be includable in my taxable estate if I were to pass away while I was holding that policy. So then the question becomes, is that a problem for estate taxes? If I have a taxable estate, which means that the total value of my assets when I die are going to be more than the applicable estate tax exemption in the year that I pass away, then I would have an issue, and it would be to my benefit to make my estate, minimize my estate, or make it under that taxable threshold if possible. So here's where we might want to take a look at some options. If you know, and you might think, well, my taxable estate is way under the current $11 million exclusion amount, so it's just not a problem for me. But I would suggest that because this really is only a window of opportunity, the $11 million is scheduled to expire, as I said, at the end of 2025. And then there's also we never know if it might be changed before then. It is a law. Laws can be changed, whenever it takes a act of Congress, so to speak, but it could definitely be changed if the political climate changed before 2025. So if it makes sense to reduce your estate before any change might happen, now would be a good time. So my thoughts are that before this change came into place, the estate tax exemption was hovering around $5-6 million per taxpayer. So if your estate is around that, or it's $4 million and you're in good health, and so it may even increase by the time you might pass away, and it might be brushing up against the $5-6 million mark, you may not have a taxable estate at this point with $11 million, but you might end up with a taxable estate if things change by the time you passed away. You may not want to just brush off the fact that my estate's less than $11 million. It's not a problem for me. Give it a little bit of thought. It may make sense to remove that life insurance policy from your estate while we have a chance to do so with this increased exemption amount. And that means you can transfer it and not have a gift tax implication. So how do we get this policy out of your estate if that makes sense to do that? One fairly simple way to do that is to transfer a policy into a life insurance trust. And so it is considered to be a gift, but we have this big $11 million gift tax exemption available to cover that gift, and so there would be no gift tax implication to doing that. And when you transfer the policy into a trust that's designed to hold a life insurance policy, the trustee of the trust becomes the owner, and so they have the incidence of ownership, and you will no longer be in control of that policy. Something to keep in mind, though, when transferring a current life insurance policy is that there is a three-year look back for active policies. So if I've owned the policy, or it doesn't matter, I own it currently, even if it's a fairly new policy, and I transfer it into my life insurance trust, if I pass away before a three-year period has passed after that transfer, then that policy will actually be included in my estate anyway. And so there is a risk to doing that, but that still may be better than trying to go out and get a new policy, which is another option. You could structure the trust so that you gift some money into the trust, and then the trust turns around and purchases a new policy on your life. That, you know, while it sounds easy and simple and you don't have to then worry about that three-year look back, it may not be an easy task at this point in your life to go ahead and get a new policy. Either premiums are much higher than they were originally, or your health is not as good as it was, or just because you're maybe older than when you had your purchased your old policy, it may not be practical or possible to buy a new policy in the trust. So even though that is a simple option, if that doesn't work out, you can always, you know, as we talked about, transfer your existing life insurance policy, being aware that there is a three-year risk that if you don't outlast that look-back period, the worst case is it will be as if you hadn't done anything and it would be included in your estate. In a nutshell, that's the life insurance policies and how they interact with the estate and gift taxes, and reminder that we have this window of opportunity with an $11 million estate tax exemption to maybe reduce your taxable estate for estate taxes by transferring out a policy. If you have any questions or think that this may apply to you, please feel free to give us a call here at Abbott Stringman Lynch, and we'll be happy to talk with you about that.